the video for this song is hilarious. Welcome to Impact Media Presents End Zone, the SEC. I am your host, Jeremy York, joined once again by my awesome co-host, Joe Pim.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. We're watching this, Brown Chicken, Brown Cow by Trace Atkins, which is the theme song, the official theme song, or unofficial theme song, I guess. Involves a lot of Muppet-related characters.
Yes, it does.
And it's quite funny. But if you get a chance, look it up. I know YouTube has it. But,
You've
had a good, the South Park guys were onto something a couple years ago, although a lot of people thought they were on things. But nonetheless, we are here to talk about the SEC and all the fun stuff that happened last week, the fun things that will happen this week, and, we'll see how good we do with it. We were.
I think you and I might have disagreed on something. I think you picked Arkansas.
I believe I did pick Arkansas.
Who could blame you? Who could blame you?
Exactly.
I don't know about close. Aesthetically close.
That score is a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
I haven't seen Georgia get outgained and win a game in quite some time. That's usually the kind of game they lose when they gain more yards on offense. And if you look at the numbers, like, oh, why didn't they win? But I haven't seen them win like that in quite some time.
It's true.
When they had 100 and something yards of penalties.
Right, we'll start with that game, actually.
Well, why not? I guess we already have.
Yeah. Before it transitions into the odd stat, Georgia was able to pick up a victory, 45-32. Congrats, Dogs, to being on top. Dogs on top for the East still. They are in the driver's seat.
Yeah, so to speak, yes.
Yeah.
They
pretty much hold their own destiny.
They have to win, but they are out in front.
As long as they win, they pretty much have it.
Yes.
But, the thing I brought up to you is you said that, obviously, it felt like Hudson Mason threw more. It's what everybody was telling me.
Well, yeah, it felt like he had more yards.
Right. He only had 179, which I believe was his average as of a couple weeks ago anyway.
Yeah.
But it's the type of offense they run. I'm not going to say it's his fault and it's not the play call or nothing like that. They run a different style team.
That was on 17 attempts though, right?
Right. Which is, that's a...
10 yards per attempt.
Yeah, 10.5 average or something, right?
So that's pretty good.
It is. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. QBR rating, which I never understood. 74.5.
And he had some... He got sacked a couple times from behind.
Yes.
Where a lesser man might have fumbled. And really,
he's a big dude.
As I was watching the game, I was like, good job not fumbling. Because he got hit from behind. And
When you never see it coming, it's hard to protect that ball.
You never know. We even saw it in that game.
True.
Where the other quarterback did fumble.
Yep.
And they got scored before the half to really blow it open to the 38-6.
Right.
Conley came out, had his best game of the year.
He did.
For sure. It was a Dallas and Cedar Town show with Conley and Chubb.
Yep.
It was certainly a West Georgia kind of game.
And, definitely you being a Georgia fan, it's got to make you feel good that not only is it hometown close to here guys that are performing for Georgia, but the fact that Georgia actually recruited them out of their home state, because they catch a lot of crap for not being able to keep them in state.
Yeah, that is true, but there's a lot of other people that come here.
True.
To do it. So, Georgia's the one voice that's in state, and you've got 7 voices out of state coming here. So, the percentage is off, the ratio is off, whatnot. Not a lot of guys are going to choose Tech, not based on their program, just based on because they can't get in.
Right.
A lot of offensive guys won't consider Tech because they actually want to catch the ball from time to time.
That triple option is still just...
Hey, that's where we brung you. Fish Fry's got it figured out. Georgia. They performed. They performed above my expectations.
Yeah, and I would agree. They above mine too. I didn't think they were gonna dive like other people did. But the thing I brought up to you is between Hudson Mason for Georgia and the Arkansas quarterback Brandon Allen, even though he got injured, the fact that Brandon Allen had 11 more completed passes than Hudson Mason had total passes. It's kind of interesting, but it's 2 different philosophies. For the most part, Arkansas was playing catch up all day, so you're going to throw it a lot more.
Yes.
But he threw it 45 times, which to me is at least 5 more times than even a pro-level guy should be throwing it.
Right, and when you're down like that at half, and Georgia went soft zone, although they were still seemed like they were blitzing the corner on every other play.
Well, at least they were trying, because they're trying something different. Trying to get a little more pressure.
Oh, Pruitt's not afraid to blitz the corner.
Yep. And when the man-on-man's not working, zone is what you go to.
Well, that's what they were doing, and they did the old bend but don't break in the second half, because in the first half they were all over them. And that 6'10 tackle got ate up.
Yes, he did.
To the point where they took him out for a few series.
Wow.
For some reason.
I didn't see that part, but I was able to catch a good bit of this game.
Yeah. It was a good game. Good win for Georgia. I'm not trying to throw any bias in it.
No. I mean,
Chubb is very impressive.
It's, you know, I thought Arkansas would either slightly edge out Georgia or that Georgia would dominate maybe slightly a few more points than they did here. It's good enough to keep them on top in the East.
Yeah.
What are they ranked now? Are they still 5th?
9.
They dropped?
No, they weren't ever 5th.
Oh, they're 5th. They're 10th coming in. That's right.
Yeah, they moved up one.
Okay. That's still good. They're hanging in there.
Well, yeah, you know, continue a business and you'll be there.
Right.
Playoffs aren't next week.
It's true.
So.
You can't win a... national title in October.
No, it'd be nice.
You can lose one, but you can't win one.
That's right. It'd be nice.
But like we said, 45-32, Arkansas put up some good numbers, but Georgia edged them out with the hometown guys.
Turnovers were the
yep.
difference. 4-0.
That's true. And that makes Georgia 6-1 now. They're 4-1 in the SEC. Those are good numbers.
Number one in the nation in turnover margin now.
Wow. That's...
After being 101st last year.
Not used to having that stat around here.
No, 101st last year to first now. It may not end up that way. When you plus 9 in the last 2 games, probably not going to end up number one. But, hey, I think Rick said, if we can plan on getting 4 turnovers a game, I'll go ahead and plan on it.
Yeah.
He said, that's nothing we can plan on. So
right.
We'll take it, but it's nice while it lasts.
And to go over some of the other ones, we both picked South Carolina over Furman.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, we picked Furman.
The Furman also had 250 yards rushing.
Wow.
Against South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, you can run on South Carolina, but it's just hard to score.
I guess.
Well, I mean, they only had 10 points. So I mean,
well, Furman.
Yeah. I mean, Furman put up a good shot, but, I mean, they...
No,
They pretty much went to South Carolina to get that check. And
I'm sure when they tried to pass, it was intercepted or whatever, but 200-plus yards from...
Yeah.
I forget what they're called, but some kind of... Gladiators or something, Furman Knights, or I'm not up on the mascots.
It is gonna be up in a minute, hopefully.
Doesn't matter.
The Paladins.
There we go.
There it is. Paladin.
That's even worse. Isn't that some kind of Dungeons and Dragons thing? Paladin level 5. I've heard that on Big Bang Theory. They said something about paladins.
I'm trying to think of what a paladin is. I think it's kind of a holy warrior or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's some kind of wizard.
I could be wrong. But 41-10, South Carolina rolls in that one. They are pretty much out of contention, I believe, from the East.
But they can play
spoiler for a handful of people.
We can get to them here in a little while on what they have to face.
Ole Miss 34-3 over Tennessee in what I thought was going to be the biggest blowout game in the SEC this weekend.
Yep, then you were close.
We'll get to that other one in a minute. LSU over Kentucky in what surprised the crap out of me.
A night renowned for heroism and chivalry.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at that result as well. I think Kentucky forgot they were Kentucky and LSU reminded them.
Yeah, reminded them that they're LSU.
Oh, and they reminded them that they are Kentucky.
41-3 on that one.
And I don't think it was that close at all.
No. I was able to catch a decent amount of this game.
Yeah.
I wish they would just stack them back to back to back and wouldn't have to flip so much and backtrack on this one.
That other matchup for the 2-5 that we had to at least look in on.
Right.
Which we should have done our pre-thing about that, because I have some opinions about that last play, or second last play.
Oh, yeah. But, like we said, LSU was able to roll to victory on that one and remind everybody that they're still around.
Oh, yeah. And
you know, to win a title, at least in the West, you're still going to have to come through Baton Rouge.
And it's funny that I hear about these upcoming games, like, oh, Alabama still has to play Mississippi State.
LSU's still there.
Ole Miss has to play Auburn. You don't hear anything about the Alabama LSU game when that used to be
the game.
The game of the year, and I know Saban's not looking past it.
No.
Heck, he don't want to look past anybody.
Most of the Crimson Tide or not?
No. I just think it's funny how the national mantra changes from week to week, which right. I guess, you know.
That's they want fine. One game at a time.
They want people to call in. They want people to say, oh, what are you thinking? And I get it. I get it, really. We want people to call us and say, what are we thinking? Or tweet us or email us. Or
there's all kinds of places you can do
what
that.
What are we thinking?
Well, right now I'm thinking that Missouri beat the crap out of the Gators, and that most of the Gator fans I've talked to, which is a good 15 or 20 since this game, want Will Muschamp rode out of town.
I've got a funny stat for you.
Okay.
In the past 10 years, two teams have given up 120 yards or less on offense, or on defense, rather,
right,
and lost. Both of them coached by Will Muschamp.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a...
This past weekend to Missouri. And then Florida State, I think it was 2011.
I forget he was down there.
Whichever year they didn't win the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
Go to the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
I know they didn't win it. Because Louisville won it that year.
Yeah.
And Georgia was their only loss before that. Two teams. I think it's 129-2.
Wow.
The past 10 years.
Yeah. You know, Muschamp's a pretty stand-up good guy, but as far as his coaching tenure, and, you know, he's an upstanding citizen, is what I'm saying. You know.
Pays his taxes.
Right.
Stops at red lights.
Right, you know. Shakes hands, kisses babies. You know.
Okay.
Not really a politician. You know, nobody, you don't ever hear of him, you know, like, wrecking his car and not, you know, running off or something, you know.
But should.
At this point, he should just keep driving.
Yes, yeah, at this point, he should. I did hear something funny today. Two funny names.
Okay.
Josh McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Lane Kiffin.
To Florida?
Apparently, his wife has Florida ties. I guess the same way that John Gruden's wife had ties to Tennessee.
Yeah, how'd that shake out?
Yeah,
right?
Great.
Yeah, he went to the booth for ESPN.
Yeah, he wants to stay there, too.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's a...
There's not a job out there to come out for him.
Well, he does. I mean, I know he still goes to his film room at 4 in the morning every day like a psychopath or a sociopath. Sorry.
He is beyond a student of the game.
Yes. But I did hear those names today on the Feinbaum show.
Hmm.
I hate to keep referencing the Feinbaum show, but I find myself hypnotized by his extra long, awkward pauses. I mean, today they were just... I was like checking the volume of my.
It's one of those. Is this still on? Oh, okay, good.
I mean, it was comical. After about the sixth one, I was like,
it's one of his calling cards where you know, he just starts talking and he's like, you know, Gator fans.
Well, I mean, he had a collar on. The collar would stop saying what they're going to say. It was like he was trying to, you know, he had the mute button on, taking a bite of a sandwich or something, trying to finish his bite.
Hey, we've all been there.
Heard that, that's why I eat before I come.
Exactly.
Gators in trouble. They got a week off.
I don't know they're in trouble. I just think they're not going to get out of the mess they're in.
No, they're in trouble. I did hear
Rich Rod. Well, they're going to get a new coach.
I did hear Rich Rod, too.
I did hear that one.
I don't know. I guess that's the style of players they're closer to right now.
He's done wonders, what, Arizona or whatever? He's done wonders out there.
Well, he did wonders in Michigan. Oh, sorry.
He did. But
you're a Michigan guy too.
But he didn't fit the scheme, and then they got rid of him. And
well, it was
and
his
got
scheme.
Worse. Apparently, winning. But
how can he not fit the scheme if it's his scheme?
His scheme was winning, and it didn't fit the program.
His scheme was recruiting tiny people on defense,
right,
and recruiting tiny people on offense.
Yep, and
which works in the Pac-12.
It does, but it doesn't work in
until you have to go play whoever they just lost to.
Yeah.
Upset by.
I can't think
USC
of
beat them, right?
Was it?
They upset Oregon.
Yeah.
And then I think lost to USC.
Okay, that made that a jumbled mess over there then.
I'm not a Pac-12 guy, so.
But I'm not either. I just, usually what I hear from others, I don't follow it as much.
Yeah.
But, and then in the last game from last week that we by far at least have to mention the score of in what ended up being the biggest blowout. For one, I just want to say, if you get shut out in college, there's something going on, because college is so offense friendly, you should at least be able to get, you know, 3 points on the board.
I agree.
Texas A&M, that, you know, come in ranked 21st.
Wait a minute. I thought they were supposed to take it all after week one.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, I didn't think
that
personally, but that's what we were told. And everybody's like, oh, they're going to be the team to beat. Well,
okay, apparently they were the team to beat.
Yeah.
And they got beat.
Yeah, again.
Pounded.
I mean, this is a third loss now. You know, Alabama reminded everybody that it's still their show.
Yeah.
And they don't care what the number beside of them says. It's still their show.
Look, man, that was
59-0.
That was every bit of ugly. I didn't watch much of that game at all.
I didn't get a chance to. And somebody said, "Hey, did you see Alabama score?" So I pull it up on my phone. I look at it. I'm thinking, my phone or this app is on the blitz. So I restart my phone. I pick it back up, hit the app again, see the same score, and realize we missed an exhibition.
Yeah, Georgia Arkansas was on the SEC network. So every move that was going on at the A&M game, you could pretty much almost set your watch by it. Every 90 seconds in that second quarter, the score was changing. Man, Sims, he showed his high school running back skills on that one play that really broke it open.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something else. So Vern loved it, I know that. I don't know if you heard the call on that. Vern loved it. He threw out a few of my eyes. Bama showed out. Bama did what they're supposed to do, and it's funny. Saban's—I don't know if you heard his post-game press conference.
Wasn't able to. I was hoping to hear Lane Kiffin when I realized Saban was going to talk. I'll be honest, I didn't listen to him.
That's as close as we've come to playing Alabama football as we have in a long time, and I wanted to pull every hair out of my beard. Like, what do you mean as close as we've come to?
Yeah, it's close.
What else are you supposed to do? Apparently,
I missed Saban making a Lane Kiffin comment.
You cannot cut people's heads off and just throw them in the stands. I mean, other than that, I mean, how much worse could it get? I guess the offense is high-powered as A&M is because I hate it. A&M is going to hurt one of these teams in the West.
They could.
Oh, they will.
I mean,
that's what they're going to hurt one of them. It's not going to be Alabama. We know that.
No.
It's not going to be Mississippi State.
No.
But
Ole Miss, maybe.
I mean, who knows?
They still got to play it, don't they?
Yeah, Pretty Bow. Pretty Bow's got to be. He's still got to keep it up. I mean, I know A&M's defense is a kind of a blanket term, kind of a something out of the blue. Maybe out of the blue we'll have a defense this week. Who knows? Yeah.
Kind of a coin flip every week.
Yeah, they should have stayed in the Big 12. Personally speaking.
But looking ahead to the games this weekend, a couple okay matchups. We'll get to the bigger ones here in a minute. UAB is going to go to Arkansas.
And they're going to get pounded.
You think?
Take the points.
It's a Arkansas minus 22.5.
Take the points.
You think?
Yes.
All right. And by that, does that mean that they're going to win by 22.5 or more?
23, at least.
At least 23?
Yes. No push.
Okay. I think Arkansas is going to win. I don't think you should take the points. I think it'll be about 20. I don't think it'll be.
I think they're going to be mad.
They should be.
And they're going to have the beef to be mad with, and yada yada yada.
And then Vanderbilt back in the rotation here.
We got Mizzou, right?
Going to Missouri.
Nah, Missouri.
It is minus 20.5 for Missouri.
I wouldn't take the points. Missouri will win.
I agree.
Missouri will win 37-7.
Don't take the points. Vanderbilt's not awful. They're not good.
35-17.
Yeah. Missouri will put some points on the board just to show that they
30-14.
Can.
30-14.
Matty Mock will show that he's no slouch.
Well, see, Vandy's return game is not to be messed with either. So that'll get him some short fields.
Right.
30-16, 30-14, something like that.
Less than 20.
So certainly.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man.
Right. Which clearly we're not, because this is the state we live in. We can't do
no,
that.
No, we're just referring to the law.
Right. We're telling you, because you could be listening to us in New Jersey. They just passed a lot of laws about betting. You could be in an Indian casino right now. If you
Native
can.
American casino.
Whatever you want to call it. They call them Indian casinos. Have you ever heard of a Native American casino? The Indians call themselves Indians.
They are Indians.
They are whatever they say they are.
Cherokee.
There you go. Cherokee casino. The local one to here.
I prefer Apache. They were the most violent Indians. Did a lot of scalping.
Well, that's a lot of Hollywood, too.
Never understood scalping.
No, not really, because I really don't want the hair off your head. If I did,
no,
I would go to the Lightning Club.
hair.
Right. Well, I mean, the skin. I mean, the skin.
That's the point. You take it back to your teepee.
Yeah. And what you do? Hang it up.
You scalp 30 people that day.
Yeah.
It's gonna get pretty bad about August.
It's gonna start smelling a little
bit.
Nah,
babe. I'm gonna sleep outside. All them scalps are starting to turn.
Yeah.
Rather. Anyway.
We're way off the reservation right now.
Yeah. Yes. So to speak.
You know, South Carolina's gonna go play in Auburn, and by play, I think Auburn's gonna run it.
Hey, trivia question for you.
Okay.
When's the last time South Carolina beat Auburn? I know the answer. Auburn does.
Right. I would hope so. Just an open-ended question, like good guess. Have no idea.
Their answer.
Yeah. Let's say the year Auburn. Wait, was Auburn undefeated that year they won?
Yes.
Okay, so not that year. The year after that. 2012?
1933.
Really? That was a random guess by me anyway.
I heard that on the radio today. Another Firebomb reference. And I said, BS. I had to Google it while I was driving.
You pulled off and did, because, you know, that would be illegal to do in this state as well.
They lost 16-14 in 1933.
Wow. So the good old ball coach is gonna have some. I hate that, because that never falls in.
Well, like Arkansas was doing.
They are one for their last 100 against this team. They're due, and you're like, no.
I know there's a reason, because South Carolina wasn't always in the conference, and they don't always play every year.
Right.
But still, that's a daunting number. I mean, that's.
Now they're in, you know, different sides of the same conference.
We're on what, 80 years now?
Right.
81 years. This will be the 81st year.
Auburn is favored by 17.5.
I'll take it.
You take the points?
Yeah, Carolina's down.
I'd say Auburn, but I say don't take the points. It'd probably be like 14 or 15.
It is in the flats, though, right?
Auburn, yes.
Yeah, it's at War Eagle Stadium.
What is it called?
Van Dyke Field. No, I'm just kidding.
That's sad. Don't have any
idea. Nah, he's the one who poisoned the tree.
Oh, that guy. I remember hearing that phone
Him and
call.
Brian Allen in an apartment.
In
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was in Gainesville, but it turns out it was wrong there, too. Next game on the board, number one Mississippi State is going to Kentucky. Mississippi State is favored by 13.5.
I would say Mississippi State wins by 8. Kentucky's tough, and they just got pounded. I guess they'll get a chance to prove if they're tough.
And I'm not just doing this to go against you, but Mississippi State's going to win the game. I think you took the points.
Yeah, I
think they win by 2 touchdowns.
I really can't dispute that. I don't know who Mississippi State has next week. I'm assuming it's a hard opponent because they have some tough games left on their side. So I think they might have taken this bye week to kind of dabble on Kentucky. Watch out for a couple of their playmakers.
Or so they thought. Kentucky ended up being pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see. After Kentucky, they have Arkansas.
Let's see.
And then UT Martin. Alabama.
Yeah, okay.
Vandy.
I might have to agree with you then.
Vandy, Ole Miss.
Man, Egg Bowl's going to be something.
Yes. The Egg Bowl is going to be probably better than the Iron Bowl.
But they're both going to be.
They're both going to decide something.
Playoff elimination games.
Right.
But depending on Georgia Auburn.
Exactly. It's going to have a lot to do with Georgia
and
Auburn.
Alabama LSU.
Pretty much, you want to stay tuned to the SEC in the next couple weeks because it's still open.
Because FSU, they've sealed the deal. They have a tough Louisville opponent next week.
I feel like this whole Winston thing is going to blow over. It's kind of like the Cam Newton thing, except for it's a lot worse. Cam didn't do half the stuff Winston did, but FSU is going to ride Winston all the way through. I mean, they might as well at this point, because the absolute worst going to happen is the NCAA takes everything away from them. So you might as well just keep going until you get caught. And that's what they're doing. They were able to beat Notre Dame. You know, good for them.
Yeah.
They did pretty much cement they'd probably be one of those four, unless something dumb happens.
Did we cover all the good games?
No, we got two more. Well, we got one. We got one more.
Let's cover that game. I was going to go off on a tangent.
Okay. There's two more games, but one of them should be good. The one that may not be so good, Alabama is favored by 17 over Tennessee. That's in Tennessee.
Oh, yes, take it. Take the points.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Alabama, take the points.
Yes.
Lane Kiffin's offense may not light it up, but Nick Saban will.
Yeah, I know there's two different things. I don't wear pigtails if you're a Tennessee fan, because they will get pulled. That's as clean as I'll make it.
Yep.
That's,
Yeah. It's, gonna be awkward.
Don't pull your hair back.
Right.
So at least make them work for a handful.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, Alabama heard it. They got beat. They've heard it. Saban said the right thing after they beat Arkansas.
Yep.
So that's going to be ugly. I mean, Tennessee, they're still, I think we said at the beginning of the year, they're 1, maybe 2 years away from being relevant.
Yeah. They're going through some changes, but them and Vanderbilt both are doing, and Kentucky, are doing some good things and moving in the right direction.
Yeah, they are.
And that's the best way to put it, is it?
Well, Vandy, I feel bad for, because they got as high as they were going to go last year.
Yeah.
They beat Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the next time that'll happen.
Probably about 80 years from now.
2035 at the earliest.
Which you never know, but for the most part it doesn't look that way. And then the last game, it's actually a primetime game, is going to be number 3 Ole Miss, who are favored by 3.5 over the LSU Tigers in LSU.
It's in Dove Valley.
It is.
That's going to be tough. LSU is going to be feeling themselves.
Because I'll be honest, the SEC team in the West that I really favor, that I would love to see at the very end, is Ole Miss.
They have the best defense.
But at the same time, you have to always give the respect to Les Miles and LSU, because they proved last week, hey, we're still LSU, you still have to come through us. So I'm going to say, regardless, don't take the points.
You said it's at night, right?
It is. LSU plays pretty good at night.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a thing. You know, Death Valley at night, or the real Death Valley at night, sorry.
That's when the creatures come alive.
Yeah, Ole Miss's defense is something else.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
but LSU's not too shabby.
No, the quarterback play is going to decide this game.
I don't even know who the LSU guy is. They're definitely missing last year's star, but at the same time,
they don't know who their quarterback is either. So, it's going to come down, probably be 14-10, 17-12, 17-15. I don't think any team will score in the 20s at all. Bo Wallace is
a defensive clinic.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I'll go with LSU straight up. Don't worry about the points with that.
No, because Mississippi's favorite, and the way that works is if you go against the favorite, then you take the points.
Yeah. LSU's going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Not because I doubt Ole Miss.
No. Like I said, I've kind of been in Ole Miss's corner for a lot of this year so far, because I've been real impressed by the way they played.
We did agree they're back.
Yeah.
But we're not saying it with a smile on our face. I mean,
no.
They are back.
I mean, to me, I still see them as arguably the top team in the West. Even after this loss, I still think they're probably still the top team. But it's between them and Alabama, I think.
Yeah.
And this loss is just going to prove to them that they're human and they'll bounce back next week. I don't even know who they're facing. It doesn't even matter. But, yeah, I say LSU.
That'll be Auburn pretty soon.
It's coming up.
For sure.
But, yeah, we definitely taking LSU in that one. And you wanted to get off on a tangent on the FSU.
Last play of the game. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on that?
I have no opinion. I didn't see it.
I have one opinion that counteracts.
2 weeks, by the way, on Auburn. Auburn Ole Miss. So they go LSU Auburn.
My argument goes against my argument on that play. Last play of the game, essentially. I know they had another play after that. That is not a penalty on the last play of the game. That's a penalty in the first quarter. For sure. No problem with that at all. The defender engaged the wide receiver. I'm no official for sure. But last play of the game, kind of let them play. Kind of like the NBA thing.
Where, right.
You know, NBA in
the
first quarter.
Let the player decide the game.
In the first quarter, that's a charge. In the fourth quarter, we're not going to call that a charge. Now, I know that it's counterintuitive to anything I'm saying about it being a penalty.
Right.
But I thought it was a legit touchdown. Maybe Brian Kelly should have designed it a little better to where the ball was thrown behind the line of scrimmage, to where that's not even a function in the whole scheme of the play, to where,
right,
you know, the screen is, in fact, a screen. I thought the defender engaged. And I really don't have any skin in the game on any one of those teams.
Right.
Because they're both ahead of my team.
Right.
Still, even with the loss.
And most of the teams we talked about there are ahead of mine. So
yeah, so I have no skin in the game. I think it was a bad call given the situation. Good call in the first quarter. BS in the fourth quarter with the, I mean, essentially the last play of the game on fourth down.
Yeah, I agree that you should let them play and let them decide.
Well, it was not as bad as the Ohio State Miami penalty at the end of that game.
Right.
Not quite that egregious because it wasn't that delayed. It wasn't 15 seconds after the fact. But it was, and then that was a national championship game. But it was still pretty bad, and I didn't think it should have been called. Although it was, might be a tangent. Many people might agree with me. Many people might just say I just argued with myself for an extra 45 seconds. Who knows? But first quarter, yes. Fourth quarter, last play of the game, garbage. Notre Dame got that one. In my eyes, I don't have a vote. Neither does Archie.
No, Archie Manning pulling out of that. And, you know, that's the last real news bit we'll drop on that. He pulls out of the being on the committee for right now.
I don't know if it's complications with the surgery or just rehab a little slow.
I think he wants to take his time to rehab it right and not try to rush things.
Not sure why he's walking around.
I mean, I figure with the kind of money that either he or any of his kids had that they could at least get a...
Cooper?
I mean, Cooper should be able to buy him like a video cast or something so he can talk to these people.
Hey, Scott. Archie and Scott.
That's going to do it for us this week, and we wish Archie a speedy recovery as he does
certainly.
Knee replacement surgery next month.
He's already had it.
He's already had it.
He's not recovering as fast as